Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. ISRO's Chandrayaan 2 detects first ever impact of solar eruption on Moon. India develops first indigenous antibiotic, also achieves breakthrough in gene therapy. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha is in Russia to bring back holy relics of Lord Buddha to India following their exposition in Ilista. Afghanistan and Pakistan agree to immediate ceasefire after several days of deadly cross-border fighting. And India to take on England in ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup in Indore today. In a landmark scientific breakthrough, the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO announced that its lunar orbiter Chandrayaan 2 has made the first ever observation of the effects of the coronal mass ejections, CMEs, from the Sun on the Moon using its onboard scientific instruments. The Bengaluru-headquartered space agency assert that this observation would help understand the lunar exosphere, the thin atmosphere of the Moon, and the impact of space weather on its surface. Launched on the 22nd of July in 2019 from Sriharikota using the GSLV M3-M1 rocket, Chandrayaan 2 carried 8 experiment payloads. On August the 20th, 2019, Chandrayaan 2 was successfully inserted into the elliptical orbit around the Moon. Although communication with the Vikram lander was lost during its landing attempt on the 7th of September 2019, the orbiter remains fully operational and continues to function in a 100km by 100km orbit around the Sun, around the Moon rather. The ISRO in a statement said one of the payloads on board Chandrayaan 2, Chandra's Atmospheric Compositional Explorer 2, CHASE 2, has recorded the effects of the coronal mass ejections from the Sun on the lunar exosphere. The primary objective of the CHASE 2 payload is to study the composition and distribution of the lunar neutral exosphere and its variability. During a rare solar event on the 10th of May in 2424, a series of CMEs impacted the Moon, leading to a significant increase in the total pressure of the day-side lunar exosphere, the extremely thin atmosphere surrounding the Moon. ISRO scientists reported that the number density of neutral atoms and molecules in the exosphere increased by more than an order of magnitude, confirming theoretical predictions that had never been validated through direct observation. The Moon's exosphere, classified as a surface boundary exosphere, is highly sensitive to solar activity due to the absence of a global magnetic field. The CME event enhanced the liberation of atoms from the lunar surface, temporarily altering the Moon's atmospheric conditions. ISRO said the findings not only deepen scientific understanding of lunar space weather, but also have implications for future lunar missions and the design of human habitats on the Moon. The study titled Impact of a Coronal Mass Ejection on the Lunar Exosphere as Observed by CHASE 2 on the Chandrayaan 2 orbiter was published in Geophysical Research Letters on the 16th of August this year. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh informed that India has developed its first indigenously discovered antibiotic, nephitromycin, marking a significant milestone in the country's pursuit of self-reliance in the pharmaceutical and biotechnology sectors. Dr. Singh said this antibiotic is effective against resistant respiratory infections, particularly beneficial for cancer patients and those with poorly controlled diabetes. The minister was speaking after inaugurating a three-day medical workshop in New Delhi yesterday. He also highlighted another major scientific achievement, a successful indigenous clinical trial for gene therapy in the treatment of hemophilia. Supported by the Department of Biotechnology, the trial was conducted at Christian Medical College in Vellore, Tamil Nadu. He said the therapy recorded a 60 to 70% correction rate with zero bleeding episodes, adding that the findings have been published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Dr. Singh added that India has already sequenced over 10,000 human genomes and aims to expand this number to 1 million in the coming years. The minister further emphasized the country must develop a self-sustainable ecosystem to drive its scientific and research growth. He also highlighted that AI-based hybrid mobile clinics are serving rural and remote regions, ensuring quality healthcare for all. Dr. Singh added that the convergence of innovation, collaboration, and compassion will define the country's journey towards a developed nation. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha is in Russia to bring back the holy relics of Lord Buddha to India. Following their exposition in Ilista, the capital city of the Republic of Kalmykia, the relics were enshrined at the Gedan Shedup Choikorling Monastery, popularly known as the Golden Abode of Shakyamuni Buddha. Interacting with media persons after paying his reverent homage to the Buddhist relics, Mr. Sinha said the exposition of the holy relics in Kalmykia has further strengthened people-to-people ties between India and Russia.
I believe this is perhaps the first time such cooperation has flourished between Kalmykia and India. This will be further strengthen our cultural and spiritual ties. I was fortunate to visit this sacred shrine in Kalmykia. I believe that the people of Kalmykia, Russia will receive the blessing of Lord Buddha and the relation between India and Kalmykia and Russia will deepen.
Afghanistan and Pakistan have agreed on an immediate ceasefire after several days of deadly cross-border fighting. Qatar's foreign ministry made the announcement yesterday. The agreement was reached between the two countries during talks in Doha yesterday, mediated by Qatar and Turkey. In a statement, Qatar's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said, during the negotiations, both sides agreed on an immediate ceasefire and to hold follow-up meetings for the creation of mechanisms aimed at ensuring lasting peace and stability between the two countries. The Pakistani delegation included Defence Minister Khwaja Asif and Intelligence Chief General Asim Malik, while Afghanistan was represented by Defence Minister Mohammad Yaqub. Kabul had earlier accused Islamabad of violating a 48-hour ceasefire that had temporarily halted nearly a week of intense fighting during which dozens of soldiers and civilians were killed on both sides. And now news from the world of sports.
In Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will face England at the Holkar Stadium in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today at 3 p.m. Led by Harmanpreet Kaur, the women in blue will be aiming to bounce back after two consecutive defeats. India currently sit fourth on the points table just below England, who occupy the third spot. And some news from off the field. The global cricket community is in mourning following the tragic deaths of three young Afghan cricketers in a recent Pakistani airstrike in Afghanistan. The ICC and BCCI have strongly condemned, saying the act of violence has robbed families, communities and the cricketing world of three bright talents whose only ambition was to play the sport they loved. In response to the tragedy, the Afghanistan Cricket Board has withdrawn from T20I tri series involving Pakistan next month. And finally, in hockey, India won a silver medal after losing narrowly to Australia 2-1 in the final of Sultan of Johor Cup 2025 in Malaysia yesterday. The result handed India their fifth runners-up finish at the tournament. With Mayur Jain, this is Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. ISRO's Chandrayaan 2 detects first-ever impact of solar eruption on Moon. India develops first indigenous antibiotic. Also achieves breakthrough in gene therapy. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha is in Russia to bring back holy relics of Lord Buddha to India following their exposition in Ilista. Afghanistan and Pakistan agree to immediate ceasefire after several days of deadly cross-border fighting. And India to take on England in ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup in Indore today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.